So let us read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna. And I'll read verses 19 and 20. Very nice. Evam sandarshita hyanga harina vritya vashyata sva vashe napi krishnena yasyedam seshvaram vashe. Translation. Oh, Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra, is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. And I'll read verse 20. Neman virincho na bhavo na shrirapyanga samshraya prasadam labire gopi yattat prapa vimuktidat. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. And I'll read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a comparative study between Mother Yashoda and other devotees of the Lord. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabhavritya. The only Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others are his servants. Krishna has the transcendental quality of Vritya Vashyata, becoming subordinate to his Vritya, or servant. Now, although everyone is Vritya, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to his vritya, the position of Mother Yashoda is the greatest. Lord Brahma is vritya, a servant of Krishna, and he is Adikavi, the original creator of this universe. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye. Nonetheless, even he could not obtain such mercy as Mother Yashoda. As for Lord Shiva, he is the topmost Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. What to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva? The goddess of fortune Lakshmi is the Lord's constant companion in service, since she always associates with his body. But even she could not get such mercy. Therefore Maharaj Parikshit was surprised, thinking, what did Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives, by which they got such a great opportunity, the opportunity to be the affectionate father and mother of Krishna? In this verse there are three negative pronouncements. Na, na, na. When anything is uttered three times, do it, do it, do it, one should understand that this is meant to indicate great stress on a fact. In this verse we find, na labire, na labire, na labire. Yet Mother Yashoda is in the supermost exalted position. And thus Krishna has become completely subordinate to her. The word vimuktidat is also significant. There are different types of liberation, such as sayuja, salokya, sarupya, sarishti, and samipya. But vimukti means special mukti. When, after liberation, one is situated on the platform of prema bhakti, one is said to have achieved vimukti, special mukti. Therefore the word na is mentioned. That exalted platform of prema is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as prema pamato mahan. And Mother Yashoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. She is therefore a Nitya Siddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's Kladini potency, his potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions who are special devotees. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavatavi. Such devotees are not sadhana siddha. Well, I hope that wasn't too technical sounding, but the basic point is very interesting point, that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, the original supreme personality of Godhead, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Lord Brahma says. Krishna is the supreme controller, and he is controlling everything and everyone. He's controlling us. He's controlling the people driving around in their racing cars. Everything is under his control, and no one is able to do anything unless he permits. And if he does not permit, then even though everything may seem to be very favorable for achieving or doing a certain thing, but if he does not permit, then even the simplest thing becomes impossible. Not just difficult, but impossible. This is Krishna. So, even though he is so powerful, he's controlling the planets. The sun is there, and various other planets are there. He is controlling all of them. The earth is supposed to be orbiting the sun, but it never goes too close, never goes too far away. This is all under the control of Krishna. But still, even though Krishna is so great, unlimited, but still he comes under the control of his devotees. And in this case, of course, we are particularly hearing of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda is Krishna's mother in Vrindavan, and she is looking after Krishna in so many ways. And because her love for Krishna is so strong, when she tells Krishna, come here, he comes. When she tells Krishna, bring that, he brings it. He doesn't say, why me, why don't you get it? I have to get everything. He does it. And not because she is threatening him or forcing him, but out of affection, out of love, Krishna is doing what Mother Yashoda says. And this particular story here, this particular part of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. This is the story of when Krishna was tied up by Mother Yashoda. Krishna was, it's a long story, of course. Well, that picture at the back there, the smaller picture on the left, kind of illustrates Krishna is Makhan Chor. So he was, anyway, as I say, it's a long story. But Krishna, at a certain point, he was doing his Makhan Chor business, stealing the butter and eating, until he had had so much he couldn't eat any more. Then he was feeding it to the monkeys, until the monkeys could eat no more. But he was still offering it to the monkeys, but they were refusing. And then Mother Yashoda came in, and Krishna told Mother Yashoda, just see, your butter is so bad, even the monkeys won't eat. And Mother Yashoda thought, this is not right. He shouldn't do like this, stealing and messing things up. So she thought, in her motherly mood, she felt, I have to discipline him. I have to discipline him to show him right from wrong. Otherwise, if I don't discipline him, he will grow up thinking that this is good to steal and do so many things like that. He'll grow up and he'll become a thief and a social misfit when he's an adult. So therefore she was thinking, I have to do something to train him, to educate him. So what to do? Well, she decided to tie up Krishna. Not to hit him, but to tie him up. So she chased Krishna here and there, around and about. She chased Krishna. But who can catch Krishna? He is God. Who can tell Krishna, Krishna, come here now, I want to see you. This is another Krishna. Yes, if we try to order Krishna, you come here, Krishna, then he will not come, because we are not like Mother Yashoda. So who can catch him? People are praying to him. People are meditating on him and performing different austerities to get his mercy. But they're not always successful, because you cannot just tell Krishna, I want this, give me, and then it comes. But with Mother Yashoda, it does come. So she was chasing Krishna, but she couldn't catch him. But then her mood of motherly concern for his well-being, her mood of motherly concern increased more and more until it was overwhelming. And Krishna was forced to submit. He couldn't stop being caught by him. So then she tied him up. But of course the rope was too short. You know the story?
Yeah.
You know the story? No? She tied him up, but the rope was 2 fingers too short. So she got another piece of rope and tied the 2 together, so now it's some bigger piece of rope. And she tried to tie him up, but it was 2 fingers too short. So she got another piece of rope. Now it's perhaps 3 or 4 meters of rope. And little Krishna is just a little boy. And she put it around his waist, but it was 2 fingers too short. And then she got 10 meters of rope. And she put it around Krishna's waist. It was 2 fingers too short. And if 10 meters of rope will not get around your stomach, you've been eating too much prasad at Vrishik, patronizing too much. too much paneer chutney. So then she got 20 meters, then she got all the rope in the village, and it was perhaps some hundreds of meters of rope, but it was still two fingers too short. But then again, well, she did not think that, wait a minute, 500 meters of rope, one little Krishna, it will not go around, something is wrong. She didn't think like that. She was just absorbed in her mood of motherly concern, to the exclusion of other ideas. So, her mood of motherly concern again just overflowed. And then Krishna was forced to submit to her love. And then the rope was long enough. Why is it that so many meters of rope would not get around little Krishna? Because little Krishna is not just little Krishna. Even though he's apparently small, but he remains the Supreme Lord. And even though he is within the creation, but simultaneously the creation is within him. Mother Yashoda saw that, I think it was the previous chapter, or one of the chapters, previous chapter. Mother Yashoda looked in Krishna's mouth, and she saw the whole universe. Well, yeah, that's right. So she saw all the planets. She saw herself within Krishna's mouth, but simultaneously she was outside of Krishna. So this is Krishna's mystical power. He's Yogeshwara, the master of all mystics. And he is everything. He is the absolute truth. Everything is within him. So if you try to put some rope around everything, you'll not be able to. Everything in existence, there's no rope which is long enough. So this is what Krishna was showing initially. But then he submitted. And then even if she had had a small piece of rope, it would have been enough. So Krishna, even though he's God, he submits to the will of his pure devotees. Not just any devotee, but his pure devotees. So we should also try and become pure devotees. And then we'll get Krishna's mercy unlimitedly. So many people are praying to God, give me this, give me that, so on and so forth. But if we want to really get the mercy of the Lord, then we have to be devotees and follow in the footsteps of Mother Yashoda. Yeah, and so if we follow in her footsteps and learn to serve the Lord as she serves him, then also we will also get such an intimate connection with Krishna, and we'll always be merciful to him. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.